Let us now bring this day to a close in the same way that we began our day, here in the hearing of God's word, with that prayer that our Heavenly Father, who has so richly and abundantly provided of his word, would yet do so for a few moments yet this evening. I thought to read for a text this evening from the 10th chapter of the book of John, reading for beginning here from the 7th verse in the ESV. We read these words in Jesus' name as follows. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Amen. I also want to bring you greetings of love and God's peace from my home congregation in Rockford, but also greetings from, as you may have already heard, but I want to bring you greetings from the annual meeting and greetings from the board meetings that have happened these days. When I thought of a service occasion, or thought of this service occasion, and pondered what text might be appropriate or good for this evening, I thought of Jesus's parable here, that he used to describe the nature of the kingdom of God. And he used the example of the sheepfold. He used examples that would be familiar to those listeners. It may be uncommon for you here this evening. Many of you likely haven't grown up on a farm. Maybe you haven't had I'm sure you may have had a pet, but my guess is that the pet that you had wasn't a sheep, so you're unfamiliar with those animals. Also, but for the time that Jesus was, it would have been a familiar example for them, because it was a common way of life for those people, a way of life that would have been observed and would have been familiar to them, because they would have likely seen the shepherds taking their sheep from the barns out to the hillside in the mornings. The animal, the sheep, is not a animal that has been given natural ability to successfully defend itself from their prey. They've only really been given one thing to communicate their concern, and that is to cry out when distress is around them. So it was an important job for a shepherd to keep the sheep safe. And when they were bringing the animals in to the security for night, it was often done in these kind of caves where there would have been only one place of entry or exit from this sheepfold. So Jesus used this picture of the sheepfold to teach the listeners about the kingdom of God. He uses the example of sheep to illustrate the children of God. And then he uses the picture of the shepherd as himself. And there the shepherd would stand at the entry of the sheepfold to let his sheep in and out. Earlier in this parable, he said that the one who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that one is a thief and a robber. And the one who comes through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. One important promise Jesus left his own was this, that when he would leave them and when he would die the death of the Savior, he wouldn't leave his own without comfort, but he would send the Comforter to come and teach his own. You and I, dear brothers and sisters, this evening don't have that kind of good hearing in our temporal ears that can hear the voice of the shepherd. But God has given you ears of faith that allows you to hear those kind of things that many would desire to hear. When you hear a voice or a message that is unfamiliar or of a different spirit, a voice or message that doesn't answer, we are like these sheep, where we will not follow that voice or that from that stranger, and we will flee from it because it's not known, it's unfamiliar. Today, God's children are able to gather around God's holy and precious word, knowing that God's promise is still here, that he, through demonstration of his Holy Spirit, will open his written word to the living word of God that can be heard and received and believed. If anyone enters the door by him, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The child of God is able to continue their life when the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus, is there in their heart. God's word reminds us that we are in the world, but not of the world. Our daily life places us into all manner of situations in work and in school that places us around, we could say, unfamiliar voices. Not unfamiliar in this sense that the instructions and that would maybe come from a supervisor can't be heard by these carnal ears. But when we are there in these places of earthly temporal responsibility, we can find where someone may begin to wonder about what is different, why you don't participate in some activities. And there you're able to even, in weak words, confess your faith. And sometimes it's received and accepted for what it is, but other times it is met with criticism or rebuke. And those strange voices leave the child of God wanting again to return to that familiar voice of the Good Shepherd. And that is why, dear child of God, this evening it's been good to see that you have come to a place where the familiar voice of the Good Shepherd is heard, so that you can lay aside those messages that have felt unfamiliar, those messages that may have confused, and hear again this simple message of God's kingdom that, dear child of God, believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. That doesn't sound strange to the child of God, but it is sweet and inviting. It's comforting, and it gives the sheep or the child of God peace, joy, and hope. Jesus used many examples of everyday life to try and give a picture of the essence or nature of God's kingdom, the nature of himself, and what God has done in providing the atoning sacrifice for sin through his Son. Our text concludes in this way, that I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Dear brothers and sisters, the atoning work of our Lord and Savior was done for you and for me and for all sinners. And it has prepared a way for you and I to lay aside every weight and sin of this journey that so easily attaches. When we're able to return time and time again to the mercy fountains and believe our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And when this is heard and believed, it gives the child of God great hope and a peace that God's word speaks about, a peace of God, the peace of God that is beyond any human comprehension or understanding. A peace of God that is so complete that it leaves us not in need. As the psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In the security of the sheepfold of God's kingdom, there is no need or want. There's no left any seeking or searching, because that which your heart has been in need of, it has received when by faith you have heard and believed the gospel message. Dear brothers and sisters, comfort one another along the way to heaven. Don't forget that within the kingdom of God is left this grace privilege of confession, where you can speak to your brothers and sisters in faith about those strange voices, those foreign voices that have come to tempt you and come to deceive you and have even caused you to fall into sin, where you can experience those precious and complete services where a brother to a brother or a sister to a sister or any other combination can have those simple services and preach the complete gospel, the forgiveness of sins one to another. That then the enemy can't come and accuse you anymore. But you've been able to leave those matters truly buried in the sea of grace. Dear brother and sister, it is a great gift when we're able to, through ears of faith, hear the voice of the Good Shepherd in his congregation. May you treasure that. And when the enemy comes with other types of speeches and deceptions, don't feel like you need to try and solve and understand these and sort these out on your own. But find brothers and sisters in faith so that you can lay aside every weight and the sin that so often besets and makes the journey and endeavor difficult and slow. This evening, dear child of God, leave the services in this comfort and this surety that you can leave believing your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. That also is the same message that I live by and ask this evening if I can believe my many sins and doubts forgiven. It is my desire to travel together with you day by day, step by step, all the way till that moment where God would call us home individually, or where he would then call us home together there to the glory of heaven, and we can rest in eternal peace. May God preserve you in this precious faith all the way to the end of your journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us close this service day in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have allowed us into the hearing of your holy and precious word. We ask that it would comfort us, it would instruct us, and it would remind us that there is one way that leads there to the glory of heaven one day, and we can remain attached to it by faith, believing the gospel of the forgiveness of our sins every day. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine down upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.